Senate Building, Coruscant.
The shuttle Deep Ray, a Lambda-class vehicle much newer than the one Luke had boarded at Koval Station, glided through the open blast-style hangar doors south and west of the Senate Building's main entrance hall. Alone in its tiny flight deck, Saha Dorvald put all her attention on making the last moments of this flight smooth and unremarkable. Ahead and below, a jumpsuited Gamorrean, his greenish porcine features disinterested, gestured with a pair of guidance glow rods for her to bring the Deep Ray farther into the hangar. Saha did as directed, gliding forward on repulsor lifts, only until the shuttle was directly over a landing spot limned by glows embedded in the gray permacrete floor. The entire hangar was like that, the layout of its landing spots computer-controlled and infinitely reconfigurable. She brought the shuttle down to a landing smooth enough that it was almost undetectable as a cessation of motion. She began powering down immediately and toggled her comm board.
This is Pilot Dorn. Welcome to Coruscant and the Senate Building. I hope you enjoyed your flight.
With no additional speech-making, she tripped the switch to lower the belly boarding ramp. In her peripheral vision from the port side, she saw an interior hangar door slide upward, allowing a small party, mostly humans, to enter. She recognized Chief of State Dalla, gleaming in a spotless white admiral's uniform. With her were a number of security agents and aides, including a green Twi'lek woman. Saha pretended to pay no attention. She brought up a diagnostic screen, a simulated diagnostic screen, and began tapping each item on it in turn, as she would for a normal power-down checklist. She heard her passengers catch up their carry bags and briefcases. Noisily, they began trooping down the boarding ramp. And then there was Dalla's voice, drifting up from the ramp.
Wynn, General Jaxton, Senator Bramson, delighted to have you back in one piece.
The gruff voice of General Jaxton followed, but grew fainter with each word.
Good to be back, so I can mount an operation against the Eren Venture and the Jedi. Imagine the arrogance.
Saha saw the Chief of State's party, now considerably larger in size with the addition of her passengers, move back toward the door. Moments later, there was a creak as someone moved up the boarding ramp too silently for footsteps to be audible, but not so carefully that the ramp itself settling did not make noise. Then a man spoke from just behind Saha.
What do you think you're doing?
Saha glanced up at him. He was youthful. Nice-looking, with brown hair and a military cut. He wore a Galactic Alliance Security Lieutenant's uniform and a scowl that suggested he needed her to be impressed with his sternness and force of will.